With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Shara Dade is making her first appearance on our program today. I first got to know Shara because she's the founder of 3D Platform PR Firm, but she's here today to talk to us not only about a new venture that she's a part of, but also what inspired it. It's called Couture Confidence Camp. We're going to talk to her not only about the importance of being able to inspire young people, of course, to realize their own potential, but also how something very close to home is what sparked this interest for her. Shara, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Cyrus. I'm happy to actually be on this end of working with you after pitching my clients and working with you for many years. Thank you for having me.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. You know, it feels kind of funny, you know, because, you know, it's you and I have never connected really this way. And I think that the great thing about the work that you've been able to do, Shara, and I think it kind of carries over into Couture Confidence Camp, is that you have always been a person that has been trying to push other people forward. And I think that's been true with your clients, with 3D Platform, but also, of course, with Couture Confidence Camp. You know, is that just a part of who you are, someone who wants to be able to inspire and uplift people and help them be able to reach their own inner greatness?
Yes, it actually is something that I actually have been thinking of and in various capacities from as early as I can remember. I'm a middle child, so I was never old enough to do what my older brother and sister was able to do, but I was a little older than my two younger sisters, so I've been stuck in the middle being an assistant to those older two or helping out my two younger two. I'm the person to go to when it comes to, like, helping out at parties, and I genuinely love children. So this is like a dream come true. And sometimes, you know, you're doing one thing, but you never really realize what it is that you're born to do until it hits you. And this idea to start Couture Confidence Camp came about when I had my own daughter. She's 5 now. But about a year ago, I really felt like I should be doing something to inspire children. She's a child actress and model, and going on, you know, casting calls and go-sees and things of that nature, you see a lot of children are not that secure, even though they should be in front of the camera. And initially, it was something started to inspire, like, children in that world, but I just saw so many different issues that arise from not having confidence, you know, from bullying to just not doing well in school in the academic area, and, you know, parents at home just not really having the conversation about being confident in recreational time on the playground. Children can be pretty mean. So right. I felt like, you know, why not make this a bit more general and develop a program to teach children confidence at an early age, starting at age 4, and our program really is geared to children between the ages of 4 to 17. But in addition to teaching children to wear their confidence, which is the couture part of it, I also provide resources for parents to help them maintain it. So I just launched my campaign about 8 days ago, and it's been doing really well, and I've been partnering with brands and companies and individuals that have the same mission.
Yeah, and one of the ways you've been keeping people connected with that part of it, Shara, has been through social media, which we'll be talking more about on your Facebook fan page. And I was just reading that when I was prepping for the segment today, that, you know, you're still being able to connect with these brands. You know, I want to go back to what you mentioned, though, about confidence and especially the age groups, because I thought it was interesting when people go to your website, CoutureConfidenceCamp.com, that they'll see that the upcoming workshop for those joining us live that's going to be coming up on Sunday is for ages 4 to 17. And, you know, I think, you know, it's so funny that normally it's young people that sometimes are better at, you know, than we adults at, you know, being able to be more secure with themselves. Do you think that because of the world that we're living in today, Shara, that, you know, it is so fast-paced, there's so many different ideas and images kind of bombarding people, not only on television anymore, but, you know, through family, friends, and now, of course, the Internet, that it is important to reach them early and understand their own personal confidence and potential?
Yes. I mean, there's a lot of identity confusion and just not understanding who you are. When I say identity confusion, I mean, people get lost in social media and through the negative images that are portrayed in the media. We're being told how to be, what we should look like, how to dress, and so forth. And those images can be very confusing, especially at an early age. But the other reason I felt like it was really important to target children is because children are really brilliant. We teach them math. We teach them how to read, how to tie their shoes. Children learn a lot of things. Babies start swimming at, like, 6 months, you know? Right. So if they are capable of learning all of these skills and tend to be naturally brilliant just in their own right, why not focus in and teach them confidence now? Because that's something that live with, and that's something that they will have to carry with them in all aspects of life. So that's the reason why I really wanted to start at a really young age.
Yeah, and I think it's great, too, that you're getting the parents involved, too, as you mentioned, that component of it, because it is something larger than that. And even for those who can't come to the camp, we'll be talking about more about the social networking campaign that you're doing. For those who are just tuning in, though, you're listening to Conversations Live. Shara Dade is making her first appearance on our program. I got to know her, first of all, because she's the founder of the PR firm 3D Platform, but she's also the founder of something new, the Couture Confidence Camp. We've been talking to her not only about what inspired it, and she was talking about her own daughter and the daughter and the work that her daughter's doing today in the world, and how that was something that she wanted to be a part of. I want to talk about your own confidence, Shara, because, you know, you are a person, as I said earlier, you know, you've always are pushing people forward. When did you first kind of feel the most comfortable in your own skin and willing enough to share who you were with the world?
That's a tough question. I've always been somebody that did my own thing and walked to the beat of my own drum, even growing up. I mean, sisters and family, I was the only one with red hair and freckles. I got the recessive gene, so I had to get comfortable really early with being who I was. I didn't look like anyone else. I looked like my grandmother, but, like, in my immediate family, mm-hmm. I had the recessive gene, and I had to stand out. But I come from a background of performing, and I was never really shy. So I would say early on, I don't think that I realized how confident I was until I got a bit older. And I would say really, really comfortable moving into my 30s. I had my daughter at 29, and I think that transition really made me discover who I was, because now I had to be more conscious of my own actions because I had a little person looking up to me.
Right. Right. So, you know, it as you mentioned, you know, even for, you know, what inspired, you know, Couture Confidence Camp, that your daughter has done a lot in being able to help you as well. So now what is it like for you, Shara, to hear from other, you know, parents especially about how what you're doing has not only inspired their children, but also has inspired them?
It makes me feel really good that I'm able to give back in this capacity. People are always inboxing me and emailing me about, you know, what I'm doing and thanking me for creating something like this. And they're very happy to join the movement. So I'm very grateful. I'm very humble that my little idea, my God-given purpose mm-hmm. has reach so many people and touch them in this way, because I think we're all put here to do something, right. And I think this is my thing.
Yeah, this is your thing. And, you know, I should say this, too, and I had gotten this wrong, to be honest with you, when I first posted about this. This is not just, you know, for young girls. This is for guys as well. And mm-hmm. I think it's so important that you're able to target both, you know, the boys and the girls, because, you know, us guys, even as adults, you know, we're kind of bombarded with these same images that young people are. So it's important for them to know as young men, you know, going into being young men, you know, why it's important for them to be confident in themselves. You know, there's also something else on the website that I referenced earlier on, CoutureConfidenceCamp.com. You know, you kind of, you know, have built this around more than just this workshop. There is this event that's coming up this Sunday, as I mentioned, for those joining us live. But you really want this to be a campaign, a movement. Talk to us about how you're using social media, especially the hashtags, to be able to really push this bigger than just one particular area.
Well, we launched about eight days ago, we launched our official marketing campaign, our confidence campaign, asking people, parents, kids, teens, to use social media to show us activities that they are confident doing and using the hashtag ConfidenceWorks. So, you know, there are a lot of things that people show on social media that's not so great. I mean, there's a lot of challenges that children are taking that are detrimental to their health and, you know, just don't make them look good, and it worries a lot of people. And
right.
I'm saying, you know, if people can go on social media and push so much negativity, why don't I do something to counteract that? So I've asked people to submit pictures and videos showing what makes you feel good. What are you good at? Let us see that and be proud about that. And hashtag confidence works. And we've been getting quite a few people really joining the campaign, and every day it's spreading more and more. Now, just to make it a little bit more fun, we've enlisted some sponsors, and we have some really great sponsors that are behind this. And what we're going to do is pick names, Instagram names, Facebook names, Twitter names, because we're on all three platforms, and choose different people that have committed to joining the campaign and gift them with some of the things that we have received. Just to name a few of our sponsors, we have a company called the Tat Patch. They create creative patches for you to redesign distressed jeans. So it's really fun, and again, it helps you create your own identity. Girls and Dolls, it's a doll company that will gift little girls that have joined the campaign with unique dolls that may look like them. I Got Pink Eye, it's a custom wearable art company. We have Aglit Italy. They are the first world luxury leather laces, Kid City stores. They're giving away a $50 gift card for anyone to shop at their stores. Are You Kidding? Socks, it's a sock company that makes really unique socks, and I mean, the list goes on, and we're building new partnerships. I'm actually developing a partnership with Target as we speak, so I mean, things are really going well.
Yeah, and you know, I think, you know, going back to how we began this conversation, Sherry, kind of, you know, you're able to still use, you know, what you, you know, kind of how I got to know you through what you built through 3D to kind of, you know, be able to, you know, to not only nurture those relationships, but then, of course, be able to bring them in for something great like this. You know, I as far as the social media aspect, I think you bring up a really good point, and it's something that we try to talk about in this program all the time, that there's so many other things that, you know, people share that are not as positive and upbuilding and uplifting and inspiring, you know, but it's so great to be able to kind of create this movement and to see it grow. You know, is that also part of just, I mean, even, you know, from what you've been able to do with your PR firm, Sherry, is that part of the excitement for you, planting the seed, doing the work, and then watching it grow?
I'm sorry, what was the last part?
Sure, you know, I was just asking you, you know, is that part of the excitement for you, being able to plant the seed, to nurture it, and then to watch it grow, whether it's with a PR firm or now with Couture Confidence?
It is very exciting, and I can say, no matter how much confidence I have, sometimes I'm nervous and sometimes I'm scared, but I say to myself, you know what, I have to go out there, I have to do this. It's like I wake up and I'm saying to myself, what new relationship am I going to build today? Whose life am I going to change today? And that's the really exciting part, not just seeing it grow, but hearing the testimonies of people who feel like this is something that they really need and it's changing them for the better. So I think more than just, you know, getting the work, I'm most excited about hearing about transformations that this movement has caused in just a short period of time.
Right. As you said, just 8 days for those who are joining us live. And as I mentioned a couple of times, there is an event, an actual workshop, a physical place where people can go this Sunday, August 24th, and that, of course, is going to be in New York, New York. Talk to us about what's going to be taking place at that. Again, it's open to ages 4 through 17, but take us into what's going to be going on at the Confidence and Grooming Workshop this weekend.
Well, actually, we just decided to postpone that workshop, but okay, we will reschedule it. That event is going to focus on, we don't have a new date yet, but that event is going to focus on confidence and grooming or hygiene, because appearance, although we don't want you to focus on appearance in the aesthetic respect, we do understand that how people perceive you and how you perceive yourself and how you carry yourself will determine your level of confidence and what you feel about yourself. So a part of wearing your confidence is, you know, just little simple things we want to teach you, little techniques and tips and tricks to maintain naturally what you already have. We're not telling people to go out and change their hair and go get this and enhance that. But, you know, if you, for whatever reason, you know, want to appear more confident, there are going to be certain things that you can do without spending money, without, you know, going out and feeling like you need to get a whole new outfit or, you know, wear your hair a certain way to impress a group of people or one particular person and feel that much more confident about yourself. So we want to enhance what you already have and make you aware that these things will make not only you feel better, but will also help you be perceived better by your audience.
Gotcha. So those are that's what people can expect from the workshops that will be taking place. And, again, they can go ahead and bookmark the website, coutureconfidencecamp.com, to stay updated with not only the new date for the workshop, but also, of course, what's going on next for the campaign. You know, I want to talk about for you, you know, as you are kind of going throughout this journey, and you began the conversation, Sarah, by talking about it was really your daughter, you know, that and her, of course, being in this business, you know, that, you know, is – it's sometimes really messed up when it comes to images and, you know, and what's important. You know,
I can't even lie, it is.
Yeah, I mean, to know that you have that type of inspiration at home, is that part of what keeps you going? Because every day is not going to be perfect. Every day you're not going to get done everything you want to get done. But does having that you know, that constant reminder right in your home, does that kind of be that thing you need to keep pushing?
Yes, she definitely is my biggest motivation and my inspiration. And, again, she was the reason why I decided to start this particular company and movement. But, you know, I just always wanted her, before she even got into this world, to just be a confident kid. Again, you know, you go to school and children face bullying and they're on the playground and children are mean and, you know, just forget about even outside factors. Like, going into school, sometimes you might not feel confident enough to raise your hand because you're worried about whether or not someone will perceive you to be less intelligent. And just having the strength and the courage to know that how you feel about yourself is all that should really matter was the key thing that I really wanted her to understand. And, you know, things are always changing, and sometimes not for the better. You know, I remember how things were when I grew up, and I'm not that old, you know, but things are always changing, and sometimes they get worse. So when I thought about, like, what I need to do to just raise my own child, I'm like, this is bigger than me. In order for me to raise her, I have to do something to make sure that the world around her is a little bit better. And that was really the reason why this became so general and so important. Like, the message, when I say general, is to really reach little boys, little girls, kids, teens, all colors, all different sizes, shapes, ethnicities, religion, and their parents or caregivers, because I want to do something to make sure that the world is just a bit better and a bit nicer for the child that I have to raise here.
Exactly. Exactly. And that, I think, is great motivation for all of us, Shara, to be able to do our part however we can. Again, everyone, Shara Dade is our guest. She's the founder of 3D Platform, the PR firm, but also the individual behind the Couture Confidence Camp. You can find out more information by going to www.coutureconfidencecamp.com. There, of course, you can bookmark that site to be able to find out what's coming up next for Couture Confidence, as well as how you can be a part of the movement. And then, as you heard Shara say here, they are all over social media, so you can find them on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. On Twitter, you can find them at Confidence Works, so make sure you guys are staying in contact with them there. Shara, thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it. And look, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm so glad. This is actually my first time speaking about Couture Confidence Camp, as in doing an interview. So you are the first person, and I'm very happy that this was my first experience doing that.
Well, thank you so much. You know, you know how to make a guy smile. I appreciate that. And look, we really do appreciate it. Hope you have a great weekend. And we thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. Now, if you came in late and missed part of the conversation that I had with Shara, don't worry. Thanks to our friends through blogtalkradio.com. You guys can catch the podcast of this conversation about 3 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friend with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. You can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.